you know that you are equipped with a very powerful tool, a powerful weapon that most of us are not using because we are sleeping. We got caught in this cyclical, vicious, habitual nature of not really appreciating or realizing what's going on in our life, and we got stuck in the system. And we all struggle with change because we're so habitually programmed to do the things that we've been doing for so long that any sort of change is so uncomfortable. You are always in control. You better start programming yourself in a better way and start being in more control of what it is that you're watching, because you become exactly what you consume. The risk that you're afraid to take, it will change your life. In order for you to level up in life, you have to... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world.
What's up, everyone? How are you doing? Let's go live on Instagram as well. Hope you're feeling good. It's a blessing to be here. Just want to make sure that you guys can all see me. What's up, TikTok? How you doing? I am live on YouTube as well. So if you're joining us on TikTok and you're joining us on Instagram, then I'm going to invite you to join us on YouTube as well. So if you want to join us live on YouTube, maybe it's a better screen to watch, then I welcome you. But welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It is an honor to be here with you all. I'm super excited to spend some more quality time with you. I know myself how challenging life can be. If you're working, you got kids, you got to drive to work or catch a public transport, or you want to go to the gym, or you want to fit other things in that you like to fit in within your routine. Maybe you're building a side hustle or a side business or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve every single day. If there's something that's going to help you to keep moving forward, it's this podcast, it's this space to keep you inspired, motivated, you know, because I'm just like you, right? I'm here to continue to achieve my dreams, to inspire you, to keep pushing you, and I'm here to push myself as well, you know? So I do things every single day that help me to keep evolving. And, you know, we're going to go deeper into that, but there's going to be one thing that I'm going to talk about specifically today. So hold your horses, because I'm going to share with you something that is so powerful that is going to change your life if you start to really, really use it and understand it. So hold on to that for a moment before I talk about it. All right, just wait. But before I keep moving forward in the podcast, I just want to invite everybody to join our new free community that we have created specifically for you. I want to personally invite you. If you're not a part of the Inner Work Club, this is your opportunity to change your life. This is your opportunity to surround yourself with like-minded people. One of the things that's changed my life over the years is just making sure that I'm surrounded by energy that complements my life. I'll say that again. One of the things that's changed my life is to make sure that I surround myself with energy that complements my life. Okay. It doesn't take from my life, it adds to my life. Okay. And once you learn this, you'll realize the importance of who you surround yourself with and the energy that you surround yourself with and how important and valuable it is. That either complements your life, it adds value to your life, it inspires you, motivates you, lifts you up, raises your vibration, or it doesn't. Simple. And if it doesn't, well, then you have to decide, you know, what am I doing? Who am I surrounding myself with? How is it affecting my mind? How is it affecting the way that I feel? How is it affecting the way that I show up? Because you're not going to get the most out of life if you continue to show up as not being the best version of yourself and not feeling good about life. A lot of the reasons why we struggle in our pain and suffering for many, many years is just because of the people who we surround ourselves with. So it took me a while to realize that, you know, some of these social media platforms, I'm not going to go into names or label any names or say any names about social media platforms. I'm not going to point the finger, but there have been platforms that I've been using, unfortunately, that haven't had my back. They haven't had the best interests at heart for me. And I've had to make some decisions to change that so that I'm not connected with them specifically anymore. because of the amount of people that have been taken advantage of. And there's so many scammers, impersonators on social media that have unfortunately taken advantage of innocent people. And I've had to look at other alternatives and other options of where I can host a community where there's not freaking full of scammers. So I want to take this opportunity before I continue in the podcast to invite you personally to join our free community. It is on a platform that is private. It's secure. Your information is safe. And you don't have to worry about freaking impersonators or scammers. Okay. Now, how do you join? If you're watching YouTube, there's a link below this video. Click the link, sign up. And then once you've signed up, I want you to download the app. It's called Go Collab. Okay. Go, G-O, and then K-O-L-L-A-B. And once you sign in, I'm going to actually be sending you a private message personally. I'm going to send you a special gift for the fact that you have joined our community. Okay. So you sign up by clicking the link below in this video. If you're watching on TikTok, for example, or you're watching on Instagram, then guess what? The link is in the profile, in my Instagram profile, in my TikTok profile. You can find the link. You can just click on the link. It'll ask you to sign into the community, into the platform. Okay. And then once you've done that, go into your app store, download the Go Collab app. It starts with a G and it starts with a K. Go Collab. Okay. And download that, because then you'll be able to personally connect with us. You'll see the community in that app and you'll realize how amazing this community actually is. I do free live workshops inside that space, and there's a lot of trainings and personal transformational resources that you'll have free access to. So I'm very, very excited to invite you into that community so that I can help you to keep transforming your life every single day and supporting you along this journey. Okay. That being said, let's continue with the podcast. So, I mean, what are we going to talk about today? Nothing other than what is going to absolutely help you to really, really shift your life, the way that you feel, and whether or not you achieve your dreams is basically whether you decide to actually use this tool. I would say it's more than a tool, it's a weapon. Did you know that you are equipped with a very, very powerful tool, a powerful weapon? And if you know it already, if you know already what I'm talking about, then I want you to write it in the comments right now. If you're watching on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, wherever you're watching, I want you to write this in the comments right now, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. And let's see how many people actually know this one weapon, this one tool that you are equipped with already, that you were born with, that you already have, that most of us are not using because we are sleeping. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I was definitely sleeping for a long time. You know, something in the Bible, I don't know if it's in the Bible. I haven't read it yet, but I am reading the Bible, which I'm very proud of saying. There's so much beautiful wisdom there and it's very inspiring. I've heard Les Brown say it's one of the greatest motivational books of all time. But I remember my mom singing this in church when I was a kid, and the song went something like, you know, awaken from your slumber, you know. And I almost, as I observe who I used to be and as I witness the mass awakening of so many souls, so many of us over, I mean, it was probably happening before, you know, I started my journey. 100%, you know, you get what you focus on. What you focus on expands. So if I wasn't focusing on personal transformation and self-love and evolution, becoming a better version of myself, growing out of my dysfunctional relationship with myself, building self-confidence in myself, learning more about myself, spending more time with myself. If I hadn't started this personal journey, you know, I wouldn't be seeing like what's happening with other people in their lives that, you know, awakening to like something more than what they thought they were, right? Because it's almost like we got caught in a web. You know, we got caught in this cyclical, vicious, habitual nature of not really appreciating or realizing what's going on in our life. And we got stuck in the system. right? Some like to call it the matrix. We got stuck in it and we started to live in it and we started to think that this is life and this is how it is and this is how it should be and this is what I know. And if this is what I know and this is how life is and how life has become, well, this is then what it is. And so I can't change or it's not possible or this is just the way that it's going to be, right? And it's almost like such a unconscious event that happens to us every day, you know, that we're just going with the motions, not feeling ourselves. You know, we got detached from our true nature, right? And what is our true nature? And I'm digressing slightly from the weapon. I haven't forgotten about it. I haven't forgotten. But what is our true nature? Is it not in our true nature to feel? Is it not in our true nature to be aware of our emotions, right? I was listening to Bob Proctor and he actually said something brilliant. And he said something like, your feelings or your emotions, I cannot remember, but I'm just going to keep listening because I'll keep learning. And he said that your emotions or your feelings is the conscious awareness. Your emotions are the conscious awareness of your feelings or some shit like that. I don't know. He said it so well. And maybe I should have written it down. But just that awareness to how you feel rather than I need to do this because I need to survive, you know? And what we get lost in is this lack of awareness of the suppressing of our feelings, you know? How are we suppressing our feelings? Through alcohol, through porn, through the addictions, whatever they are. They could be addictions that you wouldn't even consider addictions. You know, whatever it is that you're using to numb the pain or to numb your struggle or to forget about your struggle. A lot of the times what we do is we deflect from the struggle to focus on something else so that we don't have to deal with the struggle, with the whatever it is that we're dealing with in life, you know? So for a long time, for me, was this disconnection from the self, disconnection from my authenticity rather than my true self. Because the truth is, I don't know who the fuck I am if I'm going to sit here and go, oh, you have to be your true self. Who the fuck's that? You don't even know your true self. You don't even know your potential. You don't even know what you got in here. Because up here, you've been trained to not focus on yourself, but to live in fear and doubt that you're not capable enough or that you're only allowed to succeed to a certain level. You know, this is it. There's nothing else. Or you've gotten tired. You know, you feel like you've hustled enough in life and you got to this point where you're like, you know what? I'm comfortable. This is all there is. But what if there was more? Again, what if there was, you know? And I guess if you're not shown more in your reality, maybe you'll never strive for more. And I guess that's something that's so powerful as well. And that's why I go back to what I started with in this podcast is I'm talking to you about whoever you surround yourself with is either going to raise your vibration or it's going to cause you to stay stuck and stagnant. Or it's going to lower your vibration, right? Now, if you're in an environment where you're constantly around people who are more successful than you, or they're doing more things, or they're doing bigger things, naturally, you're going to get inspired. You don't have to be like other people. That's not the goal. That's not the point. Your point is not to think straight away, oh my goodness, my friend has a yacht. I've got to buy a yacht. No, you don't. You know, the fact that he can afford a yacht, great. Cheerio. You know what I mean? Like, congratulations. Like, if that's your success and that's your ability to fucking buy a yacht and that makes you feel good about life, that means I'm fucking happy for you. If that is part of your journey of life and you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is an achievement for me, fucking great. You know, but for me, it could be having a basketball court in my backyard. That's my fucking yacht. You know, for you, it could be having a tennis court. For you, it could be dancing and learning how to dance. You know, like for everyone, it's something different. But naturally, when you're surrounding yourself with people that are doing bigger things, achieving more, succeeding more, naturally, you just feed off that energy and it also programs you. Subconsciously, you are getting programmed because you're exposed to that kind of an environment and the possibility of that being achieved. And if you're not around that, you won't think about it. And if you don't think about it, you'll never think about the possibility of achieving more in your own life. It goes back to Think and Grow Rich, to Napoleon Hill, to Bob Proctor, to all of these people that talk about the mind, and they say that you become what you, Earl Nightingale said it, you become what you think about. The strangest secret in the world, you become what you think about. But where does what you think about come from? And if you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people, you're surrounding yourself with people that are not aspiring for more, because at the end of the day, guys, again, it's up to you what kind of life you want. Now, I know what kind of life I want. I know what kind of life I'm aspiring to achieve. I have a vision for my life and I'm working towards it, right? Am I grateful with my life right now? Abso-fucking-lutely. Am I satisfied? I mean, what's the point of life to be not satisfied in the moment? You know, this is where we really rob ourselves of being happy in the moment. What's the point of being alive if you're always chasing fucking some, you know, goal that you can never achieve and it's still something you haven't achieved and I'm not going to be happy until I get it, right? What if before you even get it, you don't even make it? You know, this could be your last week. This could be your last month. But yet, I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated because I don't have X. You know, so this is your reminder. And I want you to write this in the chat. If you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on TikTok, Instagram, wherever you're tuning in from, if you can write this down, I want you to write this down. This is a good affirmation. I'm going to be happy now, but I ain't going to quit until I achieve my dreams. And your dreams will keep evolving, but I'm going to be happy now, but I ain't going to quit until I achieve my dreams. Everybody write that down, write it in the chat. You're in the chat right now on YouTube, you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram. I'm going to be happy now. You're watching somewhere, you're listening somewhere, get a piece of paper and write that. I'm going to be happy now, but I ain't going to stop until I achieve my dreams. Because your dreams already know how to get there. Follow your dreams because they know the way. All you need to do is just keep following them. And if you keep following them, they'll tell you how to get there. If you don't follow your dreams, well, you'll never get there, right? But how do you even think about more when you're not exposed to more, right? Like, I'll be honest with you. The last couple of times that I have flown to Dubai, I've purchased an economy ticket. And both times flying back, I saw that, hey, I can upgrade to business class. So I thought, well, all right, let's see how much it is. I looked at the price and I thought, well, you know what? I could probably save that money. We don't really need to spend it. It's not really a long flight. It's like 5.5 hours, you know, Poland, Dubai, the UAE. But I thought, you know what? Actually, I mean, no, I'm going to upgrade. Is it an ego thing? Is it a, what is it? You know? But I thought, no, it's a vibration, actually, right? Because the energy of that environment, it's a subconscious programming, right? In order for you to level up in life, you have to expose yourself to environments that you're not normally used to being around. And it is an investment. Everything that you do in your life is an investment. And if you start understanding energy and the law of vibration, you'll understand that what you surround yourself with eventually is what you become. So some may see it as like, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. I can't afford business class. I'm just going to fly economy. Others may see it as like, well, actually, this is a really good opportunity for us to get into that frequency, get onto that vibration, surround ourselves with that energy so that we can feel what it feels like. You know, I've heard stories of people saying the same shit with cars. You know, they wanted a Ferrari or they wanted some sort of sports car or something nice that they'd never had before. It was a goal for them. And the first thing that they did is they went to the dealership and actually sat in the car and possibly took it for a test drive. Why? Because they wanted to sit in that vibration. They wanted to feel the leather. They wanted to feel what it feels like to be in that energy, because everything is energy. And every single type of energy and type of environment is vibrating on a specific frequency. Depending on the vibration is depending on what you feed off, and that eventually is what you become. So you have to be able to shift that mindset of yours and realize what it is that you're surrounding yourself with, because you feed off everything that's around you. Now, obviously, there's a lot more involved. It's not just like, I'm just going to fly a business class, or I'm going to go sit in a Ferrari, and then all of a sudden in 6 months or 12 months and 18 months or 24 months or 3 years, it's just going to become that, and it's just going to manifest and populate in my life. All of a sudden, I'm going to wake up and it's just there, you know? But it definitely is part of the process. But the biggest part of what is actually going to help you. Are you guys ready? I don't know if you're ready. And I'm not going to tell you this weapon. I told you this weapon at the beginning of this podcast. If you're not ready, just let me know. Maybe you're not ready to hear what is the weapon that you have, that you were born with, that will help you to manifest and achieve and succeed in your life. What is the weapon? You've got one. I've got one. Are you ready for me to tell you? Are you ready for me to expose this truth? Because it was something that took me quite some time to appreciate, and I'm still appreciating it. I'm still learning about it. I'm still learning about the power of it. And it's not about not being able to figure out yourself. It's about being able to become aware of how it is that you function, how you learn, and what it is that you can do to help yourself so that you can achieve the results that you're looking to achieve, because everyone learns differently. I remember this back in year three. I remember that, I don't know if it was year three or year four, but for some reason I have a memory of being in primary school and they were teaching us about learning styles. Funny enough, I remember this, that every single person, and I hated school, by the way. Oh, fucking, I don't know why I remember this shit. But everyone has a different learning style. Some people learn really well by reading books. Some people are visual learners by watching shit. Some people learn by listening. Which one are you? And if you can't do all of these, you're a piece of shit. You're not good enough. If you can only do one, you ain't good enough, right? And it's so easy for us to like feel left out or feel not included or feel like, you know, because other people are really good readers, well, there must be something wrong with me. And that's how I felt, you know, because reading, like, wow, yeah, read the textbook and read the book and fucking this and that. And I read fucking 100 books a year and all this shit. And you hear it all the time, you know? And so naturally for me, as I evolved in the mindset of, well, if I can't read, then I have a learning disability. You know, if I can't learn full stop, period, then there's some issue that I have with processing information, and maybe I'm just not meant to learn. Maybe I'm just not smart enough. And you come up with your own conclusions as to what the fuck is wrong with you. But what I've learned about myself, don't let the world, I know I'm digressing from the weapon, but it's coming. You see, basically the world defined me for many years. And by the world, who do I talk about? My family, my friends, whoever I was surrounded by. That's the world. That's your world. That's who you fucking see every day. Your friends, your school, your work. Fucking, that's the world. So what I came to learn is that because I had no level of feeling sure about who the fuck I was, I allowed myself unconsciously to fit in with everyone else, because that's part of like our deeper essence, you know, of our human existence, is to feel needed, to feel, it's like a inner yearning, you know, to feel connected, to feel wanted, to feel loved, right? And so many of us, without even knowing, we'll sacrifice ourselves, we'll become a sacrificial lamb for the betterment of the environment around us. We'll fall into the perils of what they want you to be, how they think, how they dress, what music they listen to, what beliefs they have, right? And it's not even to say that it's bad. You know, I'm not here judging my family, judging my friends, judging the environment. I'm just saying unconscious awareness of falling into the lack of being sure and confident within myself, you fall into the trap of becoming like the environment around you, but not becoming your true authentic self. Not about what is the truth of who you are, because we don't know who the fuck we are. We're evolving, becoming. I've never been this person before. This is the first day I've been this person. 7, 8 years ago, I had no idea who the fuck I was. Didn't even know I could do this. So you're sitting around thinking, am I being my true self? You don't even know who your true self is. If you don't give yourself a freaking chance. Get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So the part of it is authenticity. How do I be authentic? How do I be myself? Well, what if the people around you don't accept you for how you are being yourself? Not because you're being programmed by other people, right? Not because you're having some sort of reaction to some sort of deeper wounded trauma that you've experienced as a child that you haven't fucking healed yet, but because you've actually decided that, wow, I don't really know who I am. Like, am I this? Am I my environment? Am I the family I grew up in? Is that my identity? And I say, man, give yourself a chance to work on yourself and go on a journey to figure out who you truly are, not who they want you to be. You know, because like I said, it's not wrong, the environment. What's right is, do I know myself? Am I being myself? Am I being authentic? Do I love myself? Can I really genuinely look at myself in the mirror and say, you know what? Like, I know my potential. I know my worth. I know my power. You know, when you don't know your power, you don't know shit. You're just fucking plodding along. And you know it when you know it. You feel it within yourself. You're like, damn, I'm fucking awake. You know? I'm conscious of like this energy that I am, this soul that I have within me that is guiding me when I'm deeply rooted and connected with myself. My intuition speaks and I make decisions, not from the brain, but from the soul, from the freaking feeling. And many of us aren't making decisions like that because we are not connected to the weapon, and the weapon is your mind. Many of you may have already said or texted or commented the mind. Your brain. The mind is something that you can't see. You have a brain, but you have a mind. You have a conscious mind, you have a subconscious mind. Right? A subconscious mind is where everything gets stored. Right? And we all struggle with change because we're so habitually programmed to do the things that we've been doing for so long that any sort of change is so uncomfortable that we struggle to actually get out of whatever funk we're in, right? But this weapon, man, like, this is why my name is called Luke Mind Power, because this weapon can help you to heal yourself. This weapon can help you to evolve out of the shit that you might be in right now, because not everyone is in shit. Some of us are happy where we are. But some of us are very challenged where we are. Some of us are really struggling where we are. And we're not having much faith or belief with the possibility of transformation, the possibility of a miracle, the possibility of how we could overcome what we're dealing with so we can get to where we want to be, where we want to be. So how do we create change? What do? Not only is it, you know, we become what we think about, because, you know, you can think and think and think and go, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. But if there's no movement, if there's no momentum, if there's no action, if there's no consistency, if the right environment's not there, if you don't change your habits, if you don't change your lifestyle, like, look at all the things I just said. Like, write down all the things that I just said. Lifestyle, habits, consistency, momentum, action, like, see what I mean? And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I did it for 2 days and it was just too hard. right? It's like, whoa, you know, if it's in the too hard basket, well, then keep suffering. You know, keep doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is getting the results that you've achieved thus far. And if you're not happy with the results that you've achieved thus far, well, then you know that something needs to shift. I know myself that I can be better. I know myself that I want to shift my energy. I want to take Luke Mind Power to another level. You know, this morning I got up on purpose at 5:30. It was a little bit tough, but I did it. And I knew why I was doing it. You know, I thanked God for being awake again. I said my morning prayer. I got up and I went to the gym. And so as you decide, how did I decide to go, well, I'm going to start shifting my level of energy. I'm going to start shifting my mindset. I'm going to start shifting my life. I'm going to get up earlier. And I got to tell you guys, honestly, like, shit, like the peace that I felt at such an early time, 5:30 in the morning, so quiet. Wow. You know, there's some little bird in a tree. Sun hasn't come up yet. And he's like, hey, all the other birds, the animals, hey, dudes, the sun's going to be coming up soon. Freaking hell, it's another day to get excited and shit. You know, there's a, it was a Japanese, from the first time I saw it on Instagram, I think it was a quote, and it was a Japanese quote, and it said that, or a legend or whatever they call it, it said that the reason why the birds sing in the morning is because they're singing to tell all the other birds to wake everyone up, maybe the animals as well, because they made it through another night. And they're singing with gratitude to get excited because it's another day, you know? Imagine for 1 week, I'll challenge you right now, imagine for 1 week that you decided to wake up every morning and give thanks that you made it through another night, and just to get excited just for that fact that you made it through another night. Wow, I have another day, another opportunity to live, to breathe, to take action, to believe, to manifest, to materialize my dreams, to make a difference, to smile, to be kind, to work towards my goals. If you haven't been doing that, maybe this is a sign for you to be more grateful, to step into that a little bit more, and to give more thanks. You know, because a lot of the times I think we're just, like I said earlier, on this autopilot, you know, and we're unconscious. And it really is, like, if there's ever been a time to like level up, it's now. Like, there's 3 months left of this year, and we don't need to wait for January to say, ah, this is my New Year's resolution. You know, like, screw that shit. Let's have a New Year's resolution right now. How do you want to feel on the 1st of January, 2026? Freaking electric, freaking extraordinary, or shit? Ah, dreading. Ah, here we go. Another fucking year. Got to put up with this shit again, you know? Oh, I'm going to give it a try. Let's do this New Year's resolution. 2 weeks later, you're doing the same shit, being the same person, complaining your fucking ass again about all the shit that's not happening in your life. And then you're back in the slump, you know? So why have I made this important notice for you about your mind? Because it's literally what creates your reality. The way you think, how you've been programmed, who you surround yourself with, what it is that you're listening to every single freaking day. And if this is the first time that you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast and you're watching on TikTok or you're on Instagram and you don't even know that I have a podcast, then I invite you to go on YouTube or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, type in the Luke Mind Power podcast and go and listen to the 400 episodes that are available for your viewing, for your ears. Okay, because there's so much to listen to, so much to learn, so much to be inspired by. and give yourself a chance at fueling your mind with positivity and inspiration rather than scrolling on fucking TikTok or Instagram and taking in all the politics and all the negativity and all the fucking wars and all the bullshit. That is constantly programming and you're lowering your vibration. It's completely up to you. I've made a choice. I know where the fuck I want to be in January, and I'm going to be more disciplined with what I consume. Because guess what? I know how it's programming my mind. You are always in control. And if you want to take your power back, you better start programming yourself in a better way and start being in more control of what it is that you're watching. Because you become exactly what you consume. You're programming yourself that way, and you're the one making the choice. You're making the choice. Don't blame it. Oh my gosh, I got stuck on this because it was happening and this. I couldn't stop watching it and whatever, right? It's like you're making the choice, right? And this is what I'm saying. It's like almost like that you forgot that you were deciding to choose to watch something that isn't helping you live your dreams. Instead, it's creating more fear, which then creates you making shit decisions because you're scared to actually get out of your comfort zone when a great opportunity comes along. Instead, you're like, oh my gosh, I'll think about it. I don't know if I'm living in fucking too much fear. You know, like you don't even know if tomorrow is promised and yet you're living in fear about making a decision that could change your life. The risk that you're afraid to take, it will change your life. Start taking more fucking risks, you know? Because if something feels like it's uncomfortable, then it's definitely going to help you to grow. Don't think that something is going to be easy and it's going to feel good if it's going to create change. No freaking way. You know, you need to know that if you're making a decision and you're scared to make it, that's where you make it. That's where you know, yeah, got to do it. But guys, once upon a time, you know, I didn't believe in myself. I didn't have my own back. I didn't have a business. I didn't have this coaching institute. I wasn't helping people start their own coaching businesses. I didn't have a coaching program that helps people heal their depression and come off anti-anxiety medication. I did not have a speaking program. I didn't have these free communities that I have, the Inner Work Club. I didn't have this podcast. I didn't have over 3.6 million followers on my social media platform. I didn't have this. I wasn't married. I didn't have anything. I didn't even know myself. And I'm just here to remind you that I know that maybe you're not where you want to be, but I just want you to take a moment and realize how far you've come. Because a lot of the times we just don't realize it, you know? We're always thinking about what's next and, oh, I haven't got this yet. But really, it's like, fuck, man, you know, you've come a long way. Take a moment and celebrate that. Celebrate yourself and know that you will achieve what you're working towards. Because if you can make it here, man, you can make it anywhere. And I believe in you and I know you're going to get it. So thank you for being on this journey with me. And like I said, if you would like to join our new community, it's off Facebook. There's no scammers. It's not, your information is kept private. Okay. It's completely off social media platforms. If you haven't joined the Inner Work Club, you can click the link in my TikTok bio. You can join. And then on Instagram, if you want to join us, the link is in my profile as well. If you're watching on YouTube, the link is below this video. And I look forward to welcoming you into the Inner Work Club. It's an amazing space, and I can't wait to share weekly live workshops on personal transformation and self-help. It's all about your success. And remember, my success is your success. And your success is my success. It's not about me winning. It's about us winning. And how do we really, really make a difference in the world? Not just by myself. Together, we are powerful. So get out of this twisted mindset that you have to be alone and that, you know, you can't find the right people. Man, your evolution is a process. Sometimes you got to let go before you attract the right people into your life. And sometimes the old and the past needs to be let go of so that you can have more space to breathe, so you can have more energy for yourself, so that you can actually make the progress you want to make without being held back by what's in the past. Does that make sense? And that's another thing. Like, it's just difficult, especially when you start growing. But again, once you start seeing the light, you become the light. And then you become unstoppable and you just keep going. Okay. Thank you for being here, guys. I appreciate you all so much. I will see you guys on the next episode of my podcast. And make sure that you don't give up on yourself. And most importantly, click the link below on YouTube and join our Inner Work Club. And I'll see you in that community. All right. I'm sending you so much love. Peace out.